The Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for life and power. Brought to you by 160 business managed electric companies with Robert Ambrose and the orchestra and starring Nelson Eddy.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Wild Rose from the Broadway show Sally introduces us to another of these friendly Sunday visits on the Electric Hour. This afternoon, we have two very special guests with us. First, here is the country's leading teenage ventriloquist, Miss Shirley Dinsdale.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Eddy.
Not at all, Shirley.
Don't forget me.
We won't. That was the wee, small voice of Shirley's dearest friend and severest critic, little Judy Splinters.
Oh, I bet you're glad to see me.
Yes, we are, Judy. And I think you and Shirley know everyone present. Gloria Scott, Robert Ambruster, Frank Graham.
What are you doing, Miss Scott?
Well, I'm going to sing with Mr. Eddy.
I thought I was going to sing with him.
Oh, you are going to sing with Mr. Eddy, too, Judy.
Thanks, Uncle Frank. Does everybody call Mr. Eddy, Mr. Eddy? Could I call him Uncle Nelson?
I'd be very happy if you would, Judy.
Would you?
Yes, it would please me very much.
Isn't he just a darling man? I like blondes. You know, Shirley? I'm glad we're here today.
We're glad you are, too, Judy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to introduce my next song.
Please do. He's so polite.
It's one of the loveliest of Stephen Foster's ballads, Come Where My Love Lies Dreaming.
Pleading joys of
with him run. Come with a hop, I'm all on love is sweetly dreaming. And you'll be
afternoon, Robert Armbruster and the orchestra have chosen March of the Tsardar.
What is Tsardar?
Well, the Tsardar is a chieftain in the Caucasian Mountains, Julie. This number is sometimes called the March of the Caucasian Chieftain. It's by Ippolit Popivanov and the Singer Tippler.
It sounds like devil talk. Can I call you Uncle Bob?
Indeed you may, little lady.
Little lady?
Thank
you.
Oh, now. I guess I'd better start the music.
Are you going to sing, Uncle Nelson?
No, not this one, Judy.
You sing it beautifully.
Well, thank you.
Did you take singing lessons?
Yes, I did. I took singing lessons.
I took lessons, too. Didn't I, Shirley?
Yes, you did, Judy.
Cece talks, too. But mostly, I do the talking. Only right now, I have to be still because Uncle Bob and the orchestra are going to play March of the Sardines. Wait a minute. Was that the man, Uncle Nelson?
No, not Sardines, Judy. The Tsardar. The March of the Tsardar. All right, Bob.
Thank you.
Brooks, this is Frank Graham. I'd like to tell you about a young friend of mine, a kid we'll call Johnny. You could call him the typical American boy. Johnny's not 17 yet. He'd like to be a Marine. But since he can't, he's doing all he can in other ways, working hard after school, stocking his money in war bonds and new savings banks. Yes, Johnny's an industrious kid, and thrifty, too. Johnny doesn't think much about economics. It would probably surprise him if you told him he has a financial stake in America's electric light and power company. The chances are he has. But whenever he puts his money into a savings account, the bank reinvests that money for him, and likely as not, part of it goes into electric company securities. That gives him a real interest in the management and operation of these electric companies. Yes, his own local company, too. Johnny will realize when he gets a little older that soundly managed business is the cornerstone of the American economic system. The electric companies which bring you this program are directly or indirectly helping to provide sound investments for the savings of millions of Americans just like Johnny, and perhaps yourself.
This next song is all about ghosts and spirits that come up out of the ground at midnight and start dancing around. But don't let it frighten you, because along about dawn, the rooster crows and they all scurry back into the ground again. It sounds la danse macabre.
La mort en cadence frappant d'une tombe avec son talon. La mort à minuit joue un air de danse. Tink et tink et tink sur son violon. Le vent d'hiver souffle et la nuit est sombre. Ses gémissements sortent des tilleuls. Les prêtres blancs vont à travers l'ombre, courant des totons sous leur grand linceul. Tic, 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 chacun se frémousse, on entend claquer les os dans son feu. Un couple lassif s'assoit sur la mousse comme pour goûter dans le chien à douceur. L'amour continue de racler sa fin, son agressement. La voile est tombée, la danse de nuit, son danse la serre amoureusement. La dame est en marquise ou baronne, et le verre galant à pauvre Caron. Oh, oh, et voilà qu'elle s'abandonne comme si le russe. C'est un ballon. Tinque, 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 elle est à la bande, qu'elle secoue de mort, se donnant la main. Tinque, 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 on voit dans la bande le roi gambadé auprès du filin. Coup, on quitte la ronde, on se fout, on fuit, le tac a chanté.
First invited Shirley Dinsdale to be our guest on the Electric Hour, we've discovered that she's one of the busiest young ladies in Hollywood. At 17, Shirley is a sophomore at the University of California at Los Angeles, makes regular appearances at Army camps, has a special citation for selling war bonds, and somehow manages to take singing lessons for Judy Splinters.
I've wanted to be a singer for as long as I can remember.
And how long is that, Judy?
Quite a while, Miss Scott. How long was it that way, Shirley?
Well, for about 3 years, ever since you started to talk.
And that was in San Francisco, wasn't it?
Yes, my father's a commercial artist, and he's been making puppets and ventriloquist dolls for years.
Judy, a special job just for you?
Well, please, Mr. Graham. I'm not a dog.
Sorry, Judy.
Oh, don't let it happen again.
No, I won't. I was just trying to find out how you grew.
Well, to begin with, Judy was just a doll's head. We put her on the head of a body of another moll.
So what is style, Sally? Try that line again.
We put her head on the body of another doll and made a wig for her out of black yarn.
Well, how old was he when she started to talk?
Just a few days.
There's a story in that, too. Shirley's father offered to make a doll for a professional ventriloquist in exchange for instructions for Shirley. The professional discovered that Shirley had a rare, natural gift, gave her a few words of advice, and 3 days later, she made her first public appearance.
Judy's personality has been developing ever since.
She seems to have a mind of her own.
Sometimes Shirley doesn't know what I'm going to say next.
And she's always interrupting me. She just takes
the words right out of her mouth. When do I get to sing with Uncle Nelson?
Right now, Judy.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. Singing with Nelson Eddie. Oh.
Are you nervous about it, Judy?
Not me. I haven't the nerve in my body. Are you nervous, Sally?
No, Judy.
That's good. Because when you get nervous, it ruins my singing voice.
Well, what song do you want to sing with Mr. Eddie?
How about "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning"?
Beautiful morning it is.
And Uncle Bob, will you play the piano for us?
But don't you want the orchestra, Judy?
No. We don't want all those men honing in on the act. Ready, Mr. Eddie?
All set, Judy. Frank, will you introduce our number?
Gladly. With Shirley Dinsdale to prompt her, little Judy Splinters joined Nelson Eddy in singing one of the hit songs from Oklahoma. Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
Get with it, Uncle Bob.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky.
Oh, what a beautiful
morning.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Everything's going my way.
Don't you think so, Gloria?
I should say I do.
Do you really think so?
I certainly do.
So do I. And Mr. Eddie sang very well, too.
Yeah, your voice shows great promise, Judy.
That's good, because I want to be a famous singer someday, even if I have to sing an opera.
Why, Judy.
Don't scold her, Shirley. Some of my best friends are opera singers. Thank you both for coming to see us on the Electric Hour. Shirley Dinsdale and Judy Splinters.
That was good, wasn't it?
Gloria Scott and Nelson Eddy sing "My Heart Stood Still" from the Connecticut Yankee.
I laughed at sweetheart, I met at school. All in the sweetheart seemed romantic fool.
Oh, my love, was my heart domain. I saw your eyes, now dappled eyes
in vain. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do.
have a low note, please? Thank you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, illustrates the very point we'd like to make about the price of your home electricity. It's weighed down in the lower registers. While other prices soar in the soprano range, food, clothing, and so forth, the price of your electricity has been held to an all-time low. It directly reverses the rising trend of other household necessities. Government figures show that the average price of electric service has actually declined during the war period. Or, to put it another way, if you're the average user, you're getting about twice as much electricity for your money as you got 15 years ago. Certainly, that's welcome news these days. The electric companies, such as those which sponsor this program, are working hard around the clock to see that your electric news continues to be good news, both in wartime and in the peace to come.
Here's a song that's a favorite with glee clubs, college fraternities, and male choruses everywhere. It's a song to fit the season when the wolf wind is howling at the doorway. But there's good cheer and companionship by the fire within. It's the winter song.
Oh, a song by the fire,
past the light, past the bowl.
Oh, a song by the fire, with a soul, with a soul.
Your host for the Electric Hour at the same time each week
a 160 business managed electric light and power company. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community. But they. Electric business. And what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rational.
Nelsonetti again. Next week, Robert Ambrose and the orchestra, Frank Graham and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Florence George will be here, too, and our guest will be the well-known whistler and composer, Robert McJimsey. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
Transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.